the guys responded since the Washburn game the other night in practice?
Oh, I think we've been fine. I you know, we were just a little disappointed that we weren't more ready to play. I hate to always say the second exhibition game, you know, but it's happened before, and that's why I think with an older team, I've always done tried to do the exhibition and one scrimmage, just to kind of keep them focused. And we just thought this year with a younger team, we needed to have dress rehearsals, and in the long run, maybe it's good to, you know, they realize that you have to play at a high level all the time. It doesn't matter who you're playing, and you got to get ready to play. So it's, we've been fine. They're ready to go, and it should. We have a tough week. North Dakota State is very good. I laughed and joked about it. Like when we scheduled them, they were in the middle of packing their league. I think overall they were maybe 11-15 or something like that, and then they went on a huge run and won their tournament and shot 50% from three in the tournament and beat North Carolina Central in the NCAA tournament, and then played Duke, and actually played Duke really well for about half, and then Duke decided they did not want to go home and raise their level and kind of took over the game. But they have experience, and they're old. I think that's two things that they have. Great point guard play. He's really good. Duke tried to do some things, and he just took them. And we saw that in many games last year that he could do it against their league teams, but he did it against an elite team also. And then their three man is very versatile, kind of old school post up, kind of that old school three. You used to get those slasher athletes that could do a lot of different things, and then they spread you out and shoot a lot of threes. I mean, and they had the young man came off the bench last year and in their tournament shot over 50%, and I think 6-1 of the games, and that was a player off the bench. So their five man shoots threes, that puts you in another bind. So they can get you spread out, and we're going to have to. We showed Duke's defense when they picked it up, and they really pressured them, didn't let them do their, you know, just walk into their stuff, and I think that's going to be a key tomorrow.
Bruce, I was going to ask both players, are you happy that two exhibitions went the way they did, just in terms of you had the one game where you play really well and you win easily, and the other one you struggle a little bit more, but you still come out?
Yeah, I mean, you always look for positives, yeah. And like I said earlier, when you know, the first game, they surprised me, I'll be honest. I mean, how well they played, and especially the young guys, you know, you get 26 and 16 or whatever it was from those two young power forwards, you know, you're doing pretty well, and that was our big question mark. And then second game, it just didn't have, you know, we needed to be a little more excited, a little more playing a little harder, and you know, so it's a great way to learn. You know, we watched a lot of it on film, and that's why you have these, to, you know, see yourself against somebody else, against different schemes. And you know, we didn't attack very well, we didn't take care of the ball very well, and then we didn't probably play as hard as we needed to. So it's hopefully they learn from it. That's what, you know, you have to do as early in the season, learn, grow, and get better. And, you know, you watch our football team a month ago, you know, or 6 weeks ago, no one was going to be excited talking about, oh, we're going to play in a championship game. And they weren't scoring touchdowns. But over that month time, they obviously improved and got better and had the huge win. And, you know, now went on and won. So it's part of it. I think for me, I have to be a little more patient. Because the last 2 years, we've had everyone back, and they knew what was going on, what to expect, how hard you have to go, how you have to practice, and this year we have to do a little more teaching and a little more helping them understand the preparation, how important it is.
Is Sean still going to be suspended right now, moving forward? Like, what's the timeline on
that? He's we'll see what happens with him, and we'll make a decision here. In, you know, sometime here in the next week or so.
Coach, you always talk about the freshmen and learning the process of scouting reports, yeah, and all of that kind of stuff that goes with it. I understand you're just going into the first game, but How have they handled it so far?
Well, I think the big thing is it overloads them. You know, it's practice is no longer fun and exciting. It's you have to think, but I keep telling them that's where you develop your habits in practice. And then when you go to the game, now you just go play and you should see things. You know, we had Jordy Nelson come and talk, and he talked about, you know, when the game slows down for you, you know, when you see the coverage and you know the read you're supposed to make as a receiver, and the quarterback goes back and he gets to the line and he knows what he's looking for, and that's what you hope happens, you know, over the course of time through film, whether it's how we're guarding something or how we're attacking something, what you're looking for. And you know, it's you would think that everyone always says that you get in that zone, the game slows down for you. It's really probably the other way. It goes fast, but you're able to react much better because you see what's going on. And I think that's the biggest thing they have. Right now, we got a couple of them. They're just overloaded. That smoke's coming out. And not only their ears, nostrils, you know, everywhere. It's just, you know, they have to learn to adjust and figure it out.
You got a road game right out the gate with a young team. What made you go that way?
I thought we needed to play a road game, and if you're going to win on the road in the league, you got to have a game, and it just happens our Big East game was going to be a home game. We had some neutral games just in the scheduling of it all. It just worked out date wise. I'm not sure it's good or bad. If you look back to that Georgia game when Dean and those guys were freshmen, it was very early, and we found a way to win. I think it's a good teaching lesson and figuring out how. And then, you know, then you go to Florida. It's neutral, but it's still you're away from home, and you got to learn to prepare. So I just thought it was good for us. And probably Saturday late afternoon, I might not feel that way. But right now, I think it's all about learning and growing as a team. That's what we got to really focus on.
Bruce, if I guess the expectation is that Sean isn't available for some amount of time, what does that mean for that rotation there at guard? You already told Cardi and Mike there's going to be playing more minutes. Does it mean David's going to be rushed?
Well, I mean, they really minimize. We haven't, other than Xavier, they're not going to 30 or whatever, 30-some. You know, it's been pretty balanced. And, I probably hindsight wish would have got David a few more minutes in that second half. And the Cardi had foul trouble in the first half, and then he got going a little bit. We need him to get going. It's all new for all of them. You know, Xavier has to be the leader, and he's got to learn, you know, you don't have to try to do everything to be the leader. You just got to be really solid and vocal and help him. Cardi's got to learn that now the ball is in his hands, but he's got to make all the right plays. You know, Max got to, you know, he wants to do more, but you can't do too much. So it's new for them. It's new for the other guys. Like I said, we got to kind of slowly but surely blend things together. But the biggest thing is we got to play hard all the time. And if they'll do that, it'll give us a chance.
Do you know when Nigel or James might be?
Nigel's probably a little quicker than James. I'm hoping sometime, I would say late November, early December for Nigel, and then James probably middle of December or a little later. We'll just see.
If it happens to be a competitive game throughout in game one, how
deep it is going to be competitive throughout. I'd be shocked if it wasn't.
How deep do you think you would go in a competitive game?
You probably played 9-10 guys. You're going to have to. I mean, it's just, you know. And again, I thought after what we probably pushed Xavier a little far for early in the year, and then talking to our guys after three or four of them, you know, we were watching film and they said, "Coach, I was tired, I hit a wall. Well, tell us that, you know, so then we get you out. Don't rest on the court. And some of that's game conditioning and that you have to go through. But we'll have to do if they play well, it makes it easier for us to sub. That's the big thing. And you know, if guys are playing well, now you always go with guys you trust that are usually have experience and older, especially, as you said, if it's competitive in the end of the game, you want the guys that have been there before, hopefully making the right plays.
And then who was given the scout among the coaches for game
one? It's Coach Lowry's scout this time. You know, they just rotate the three guys, and then the other grad assistants kind of blend in and help with the video and stuff with them. So I think it's, I'm pretty sure it's Coach Lowry, Coach Korn as Vegas, and then Coach Henderson as the next game after that. So they just kind of rotate throughout.
Bruce, we've asked you so much about like Xavier, Cardi, and Matt kind of taking on bigger roles with the three who graduated. But like, what have you seen? Have you seen like what you want to from Mike? Because obviously he's probably got a lot more.
Well, if, Mike's is second on play hard behind Xavier, and he's 10-2 assist turnovers. But he's got to make some open shots. And I thought he guarded well. I thought he gave great pressure on the ball. He's going to have to guard some point guards and big physical point guards. I don't think he can. He's not good with a quick little one. But you know he. You know, I really believe that, you know, I don't know if you guys saw the thing Coleman put out about the teams in the top of the league have defensive stoppers and guys on the all-defensive team. And so, you know, I really feel good about Xavier. He should have been there last year. I don't think people understood how good he was, and it probably my fault for promoting Barry as much as I did and not. But I wanted to make sure Barry won that defensive player of the year. And then, you know, who are the next guys going to be? Mac is really good defensively as a big guy. It's just, you know, you don't see it all the time because it's in ball screens and he does all the things you need to do. But Mike could definitely be he takes pride in it and he can, you know, he can do some of those things. You know, I think Dejuan, as he goes on, will be a good defender. He's long, athletic. And actually, Montavious has picked up scouting reports faster than probably the other guys, so we'll see what happens with that.
How has David Sloan come along defensively since he's got healthier in the last
year? It'll take some time. Yeah. And, you know, we keep telling him, look at your numbers offensively, they're good. But if you don't guard, you know, we're going to have to really watch your minutes. And, you know, so I think that's part of, again, it's all new to them. It's new habits. And you can say, well, you've been practicing well, but you go against yourself. You don't see yourself on a, you know, in front of people and the lights on, all that stuff. And now you learn from that. And he's got to push himself to another level.
Dejuan was a little better in the second game in terms of just not pressing as much.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, his plus minus is the best on the team. You know, he's going to be one of those guys who does a little bit of everything, you know, he's got to learn a lot of it. Even Cardi, you don't have to make a play every time you touch the ball. Sometimes the best play you can make is pass it ahead so somebody else gets an opportunity. And I think that's what, you know, again, like I said earlier, it's not going to be as easy as they all think it is. And you got to figure it out and earn it. And that comes over time.
Do you like the early start time with the Tuesday kickoff?
I don't. I'm okay with it. Their big thing was stay away from the weekend so we get some publicity. That's why the NCAA did it. The NBA does it. They start on Tuesday, Wednesday. May everybody... You know, if you play on Friday, you got all the football games. They don't even talk about you. So now this is the main reason they did it on a weeknight, just to see if we can get a little more attention early. And then I think for us, schedule-wise, it gives us, although we don't have much time for Vegas, but as you go down, it spreads out more games, and that allows us hopefully a little more practice time.
How key will Levi be?
He's got to get us going. He's got to get going. I gave him a chance to start. You know, he got fouls. He leads us in fouls again. You know, he says they're bad calls, but they keep making bad calls, I guess. So, he's got to – and he got a couple cheap ones in that game. The whole thing is, I told Cardi, too, you know, you can't get a reach 75 feet from the hoop, and then you already got one. Now you got to sit with me. You know, that they got to be smart and learn how to do that. But I bragged to you guys how good he had done early, summer, everything. And we need him to get going. His motor's got to be turned up, and he's got to give us something if we're going to be successful.
Bruce, I'm sorry, this is kind of a stupid question, but I mean, does the success of the football team, how much does that maybe help you guys with recruits
It was obviously, we had somebody here for Oklahoma, which was positive. You know, a lot of people are watching. You talk to kids, because it was the leadoff on SportsCenter. So even if you're not there, you're paying attention. Always helps. Great. It's great publicity. Happy for Coach and, but he knows. I texted with him the other day, and, obviously Kansas was a really important win for him, but they've got four tough ones coming up. But right now they're on a pretty good roll, and see what happens Saturday.
How good has Jermaine been as a recruiter, jumping off piggyback?
He's got experience. He's great. If you've been around him, he talks to anybody. He'll talk to the wall. He'll talk to the door. He doesn't matter. He's talked to me, and I've walked away, and he keeps talking. So I know he talks to walls. So, he's a people person, and he's got connections. He's been around the game. So he's got that, just compassion and passion. Passion for the game, compassion for people, and I think that always helps.
With Snead being back, what do you think his legacy will be for basketball here, and what impressions do you think he'll leave on those that follow him?
Well, he's an outstanding young man, and business, school of business. He'll have his degree, which is a mouthful. It's not easy, but I think the legacy will be told what he does now. He's been part of really special things, but now it's his turn, and that doesn't mean he has to be a superstar, but he has to help us win. He has to be a great leader and I want him to have an efficient year. If he has an efficient year, he's good. The other night, he played so hard. I mean, he just, he busts his butt. 14 on the play hard, double-double, 10 and 10. But I think he was so wound up. Now you go to the free throw line. You go to camp, they talk about routine and relaxation. He was not relaxed. Those, 6 for 10. Four turnovers. He can't. He's got to have a great pace, great efficiency, and I think he can be one of the better players in the league.